is the South Korea ban on anonymous crypto accounts affecting the market today? I'm going to have to say I believe so to a certain extent. And not that the actual... I think it's more or less the FUDsters, you know, those who, you know, the fear and the certainty and doubt set in on them pretty good, you know, hear bad. As soon as they hear some bad news, you know, they react, pull the money out, run, tuck the tails in between the legs. And I just believe that as a smart investor, you know, when the FUDsters, you know, make a move and run for cover, I think that's the time for you to come in and be a bull. You know, buy up. Buy it up. Make them pay for running. Make them pay for being scared and being chicken butt. You know, make them pay for selling. You know, they want to get back in, they got to pay now. That's my plan. You know, I'm doubling down. I'm going to be getting me some EOS and some Litecoin throughout this. You know, full disclosure, I don't have any EOS yet, but I will be getting some here. You know, in the next, in less than 24 hours, I will have me some EOS in my, added to my portfolio. So, you know, make sure you're taking advantage of the dip. You know, add some more Litecoin, add some EOS. I'm still, you know, debating on some other coins. You know, I was, you know, looking some other, at some other options as well. But, you know, I think I'm just going to focus on those coins right there and just call it a day. Take advantage of those good prices. Because, you know, between those two there, I feel like, you know, you get in position while the prices are what they are, you should see a return on your investment soon, very soon. Not tomorrow, not the day after, but it may be, but, you know, I wouldn't count on it. But that's my take. Call in and let me know what you think. Are we at the bottom of this dip, or do we still got a ways to go? Or are we going back up? Are we headed to the moon? Call in and let me know what you think on this current situation we have going on in this cryptocurrency space. Just, you know, give me some likes, give me some comments. Let me know what you think. Give me your point of view. My words of insight for today: never fall back, fall forward. If you're going to fail at anything, fail forward. Never fail backwards. You know, it's okay to look back in your rearview mirror, but you got to keep going forward. Don't stare in your rearview mirror, because if you're staring in your rearview mirror, you can't see what's in front of you. And you probably rear-end somebody or run off the damn road. So, you know, fall forward, never fall back. You know, lessons take from, you know, experiences and lessons and losses or whatever from the past, you know, grow from it. Move forward. That's what we're going to do today. If you failed at something yesterday, or if you failed at something so far today, hey, chalk it up, you know, dust yourself off, pick yourself up, go back to a drawing board, figure it out. It took Thomas Edison over 10,000 tries or 10,000 attempts to finally figure out how to create a functioning light bulb or a lamp. Excuse me. Just think about that. 10,000 attempts. So he had to fail forward 9,999 times before he finally succeeded. Now, what if he given up at 9,998? Said, screw it. We'd probably still be walking around in the damn dark. So fall forward. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's Crypto Bertro. That's two words, Crypto Bertro. At YouTube, make sure to check that out. Also, make sure you follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Super Smith. That's S-M-I-F-F, two Fs, on Super Smith. Okay? On Facebook, you can follow my Facebook page. That's Cryptocurrency 101. It's going to have all the good information. If you're not too familiar with cryptocurrency and you'd like to know more, that's a good place to get started. Give you a lot of information, a lot of insight. You can go there. We also have a cryptocurrency 101 group that you can join. Feel free to join. You know, we'd love to have you. We'll welcome you with embracing arms. So check us out. Also, I do have Ham Newton. Excuse me, my Instagram is Ham Newton. That's HAM_NEWT0N. The number 0N, Ham Newton. If you want to learn more about a particular coin, the best place to go, in my opinion, is to coinmarketcap.com. That's a good tool to use in the cryptocurrency market, because there it'll tell you the market price, the market cap for the entire market, It'll also let you know, the current ratings or ranking, in terms of market cap each individual coin has. For example, currently Bitcoin is the number one coin on the market, and followed by Ethereum and Ripple and so on. So if there's a particular coin, you can go to the search bar, type in that coin, it'll tell you where that coin ranks. You know, it'll give you links to that coin's website, their social boards, their market data, you know, all their historical data, the charts, graphs, from the rooter to the tooter. CoinMarketCap.com will give you that information. So be sure to go there. If you want to know more about Steam, for example, you're interested in Steam, you've been hearing a lot about Steam. I know they've been buzzing on the charts lately. So, you know, for example, if you're thinking about Steam, you know, you go to the search bar on CoinMarketCap, type in Steam. It'll populate. Click on it, go there. Pull up the information that you want to see and go on from there. I also recommend, you know, any coin that you're interested in, following that coin on Twitter. Follow, you know, the people behind the coin on Twitter. So that way you can stay up to date with the current events going on with that particular coin. Blockfolio is the spotlight app of this episode. I really like Blockfolio. And the reason why is because it gives you access to so much information in reference to your portfolio and in relationship to the market as well. You can check your holdings, your gains and losses. You can also check trends, the latest news involving cryptocurrency. There's so much information that you have access to in that one app. It's called Blockfolio. It's basically a digital portfolio for your cryptocurrency. But it gives you more than that. You know, it gives you so many more tools than that. So I guess in a sense, I apologize. I disrespected Blockfolio. But it really is a great tool, and I highly recommend it for anyone, you know, looking for a portfolio, because you're going to get a portfolio and you're also going to get many other options and tools as well. So definitely check that out. You'll definitely love it. It also alerts you, you know, when you have have some losses or gains that you want to know about, and you can set up the alerts for that. So again, Blockfolio. You can check that out in your App Store or your Google Play Store. Check that out. You'll definitely thank me later. And matter of fact, if you're using it, tell me what you think about it. Are you using Blockfolio right now? Does it suck? Is it good? Is it working for you? Let me know. Call in. Let me know. Tell me what you think. Hey, thank everybody for tuning in to today's episode. Special shout out to all of y'all. Y'all are awesome. You all are. Stay inspired. Stay motivated. Keep grinding. Keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thug thizzle out here. You know, because you only live once. So be happy. Be happy while you're doing it. On a side note, who y'all think gonna win the Super Bowl? Me? I hate to do it. I am a Panthers fan. You know, but we weren't able to do it. But unfortunately, you know, I would like to see the Eagles pull an upset because I'm tired of seeing Brady win. But if I'm gonna keep it real, you know, I really do like the Eagles offense. But, you know, hey, you know, if Carson Wentz was out there, hey, it'd be another story. Nick Foles is playing some pretty good football out here in the playoffs. And, you know, his stock is rising, you know, so he'll definitely be getting paid in the offseason. You know, but he's about to go up pretty much against Tom Brady. He's going up against the Patriots defense, you know. But he's definitely going against Tom Brady. And I just think even though the Eagles defense is pretty tough, that's Tom Brady. That's Tom Brady. He gonna find a way to win that damn game. You know. Nick Foles, hey, best of luck to you. But I'm calling it 27-17. Y'all call in, let me know what y'all think. Who's gonna win? Who's your team? Who do you guys like? I'm a Panthers man. You know, we got a lot of scrutiny and a lot of adversity. You know, we had a lot we had to overcome and still do. But we're going to get over. We're going to keep pounding. But y'all tell me what y'all like. Tell me who you like. All right, but until next time, hey, y'all take care. Stay motivated. Be blessed.
Yo, 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 this is Charlie. You know, this is a great topic here because I have my money in Bitcoin, actually, and I have the app called Coinbase, and I mean, ever since maybe I want to say last month when the when they put Bitcoin on the market, I feel like everything went down. Like, nothing is the same as it was before cryptocurrency hit the market. So I feel like Litecoin went down, Bitcoin went down, they have something called Bitcoin Cash. I feel like that went down, and honestly, I just took my money out. It went from, I invested $100 in Bitcoin, and I took it out at $74 because I was like, this is a bubble, and it got me upset. So, that's my take on it. I hope you have a great day, and thank you for your station. Keep going. I love it.
Hey, thank you so much, Charlie, for sharing your experience with us. Really appreciate that. You know, just being honest, I just recently got into cryptocurrency myself. Less than 30 days ago, actually. It's been, well, right around 30 days. So I actually got into Bitcoin and the whole cryptocurrency recently. And after, you know, it got onto the exchange and they started using exchanges. So I'm, you know, pretty new. So I don't really know too much about the experience prior to. But I will say so far I haven't made any money yet. You know, like I said, I just made my investment less than 30 days ago. So every day since I've been doing it, you know, I haven't made anything yet. But like I say, like I've been explaining, I'm pretty much in it for the long haul. So some days it sucks looking at my portfolio, but you know, I'm expecting, you know, when I put that money in, I was like, you know, screw it, whatever happens, what happens, you know, if I, you know, if it makes money, great. If not, then fuck it. Excuse my French. But that's what I said, you know, and so far that's what I'm doing. And you know, I say my portfolio, it dips and rises. You know, some days it's up, some days it's down. But, you know, I'm just going to hang in there. And, you know, I hope it, you know, you're not discouraged and you, you know, give it another go. Me, personally, I'm I'm investing more into more of the altcoins, you know. I have some Bitcoin, but, you know, like I say, I'm, you know, I have some wild card Tron and some others, but, you know, that's a whole nother episode there. But yeah, call in, let us know, you know, your experience. How are things for you, or how are things going? You know, what are some tips and pointers that you got for us? Let us know.